I will not put American boots on the ground in Syria. I will not pursue an open-ended action like Iraq or Afghanistan. I will not pursue a prolonged air campaign like Libya or Kosovo.
President Obama speaking last night. Mark Fisher was listening. He's an Iraq war veteran. He also served in Kosovo. You may recall that Mark joined us last week and shared his opinions on Obama seeking congressional approval for a military strike in Syria. We checked in with him again today to hear his thoughts after hearing the president's speech last night.
The big thing that struck me about the speech was that it seems that we stumbled into a good solution, whether that was on purpose or whether that was a stumble. I think we're in a better position now than we were last time we spoke.
So last week when we spoke with you, you expressed concern about America's role in the world. You were concerned about the U.S. becoming the world's policeman. And last night during Obama's speech, he also talked about that. Let's have a listen.
As several people wrote to me, we should not be the world's policeman. I agree. And I have a deeply held preference for peaceful solutions.
And then, Mark, a few minutes later, Obama pivoted and said this.
My fellow Americans, for nearly seven decades, the United States has been the anchor of global security. This has meant doing more than forging international agreements. It has meant enforcing them.
So, Mark Fisher, two different statements from the president, one about being peaceful and the other about being peace officers. Did you double take when you heard that? What occurred to you?
Yeah, I thought it was funny. I thought I was watching a Saturday Night Live clip. President Obama, when I saw that, it's strange. On the one hand, he says exactly what many of us believe, that we shouldn't be the world police. And then on the other hand, he says, but we are the world's police. I don't agree with that. I don't think that's where we should be. And as the world's police, where do we stop? You know, my big thing is, where do we stop? How do we decide who is deserving of police action and who's not deserving of police action?
Well, I mean, that's a fair question. And since you're a veteran of the Iraq war in Kosovo, I mean, is that one of the questions you still have? I mean, what else do you need to hear from President Obama?
To prove that this is a feasible thing for the U.S.? I don't think it is. I think stopping what's going on with the chemical weapons, I think that's all good stuff. This is a great chance to use other resources that we have. Maybe, as far fetched as this may sound, maybe we need to engage the Iranians more. Maybe we need to talk to them more. They have a new leader. Maybe that's someone we can work with. Maybe we need to take other routes. I think it's good that he can use a military option, because whether Congress allows him or not, he can still use a military option, and that's going to keep things in play. But I think that maybe we should use diplomacy in other ways instead of always having the big stick.
It almost sounds, Mark, like you are looking for Washington to tell us what this definition of America's role in the world is these days. Has that been made clear to you?
Washington's always going to say that it's our job to do these things. They're going to come up with different reasons for why we should be the world's police. It could be chemical weapons in Syria. It could be genocide in the Balkans. Who knows what's over the horizon, you know? Chinese aggression in the Pacific. I don't know what it's going to be, but I think they're always going to try and push us as the world's police, you know, so we maintain our interests. But I think that there comes a point where you have to stop.
So do you agree or disagree with the notion that chemical weapons in Syria are a threat to American national security?
Honestly, I don't think it's a threat. That's my opinion, but I don't think it's a threat to U.S. national security.
Mark Fisher, Iraq war veteran, also served in Kosovo. Thanks very much. Great to speak with you again.
Thank you, Marco.